بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله as has been described I am an electrical engineer first BS engineering electrical and electronic 1961 After the graduation, I worked for 2 years in Bangladesh Power Development Board, power stations, and 6 years with an English electric company from England. So 8 cells outside. Then in 69, I joined BUET, Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology. I remained an assistant professor for 26 years, no promotion. Joined as assistant professor in 69 August, came out of that in June 95, no promotion. Alhamdulillah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me an opportunity to remain with the ulama, particularly as he has spoken, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammadullah Hafizji Huzur, who was a khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanavi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And once he died, 1987, I came in contact with Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi from Hardui, district Hardui in UP, some 50 miles, 80 kilometers to the west of Lucknow. So I had an opportunity to be in his sohbat from 1987 to 2004. 2005, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away. Because I am not an alim, how dare I sit here like an alim? In fact, I have been ordered. Maulana Muhammadullah Hafizji Huzur of Bangladesh specifically instructed me, you are not an alim, but you have remained with us, the ulama, for a pretty long time. I now entrust you, I put a trust upon you. You speak amongst the English educated people, whatever you have learned from our company. He used to recite this verse of the Holy Quran very often. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ Be afraid of the day on which you will be presented before your Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then your reward will be given, your remuneration will be paid. What you earned, مَا كَسَبَتْ What it earned. This verse was a very dear verse of Hafizji Huzur, the Khalif from Bangladesh. Whereas Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to quote another simple verse most often. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You remind, reminding will certainly benefit the believers. Because I am not an alim, I cannot speak on the depths of ulama. What I can do is only quote stories. How these two gentlemen behave. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah is a very well known person in the whole subcontinent. I can narrate to you a story which happened in Medina Sharif Masjid in 1980, maybe in September, October. I was servant of Maulana Muhammadul Hafiz Jahuzur, my Sheikh Awwal from Bangladesh. So we are in Medina Sharif. Usually people say 8 days, 8 into 5, 40 walks. So in the middle of this, I had a lungi on my shoulders, a bag like this, a stick on my hand, shoes in his hand, so that anyone following the two of us would easily understand he is a khadim. So on the fourth or fifth day, a gentleman spoke to me in Urdu. Ye buzurg tumhara abba hai. I don't know whether he came from Delhi, Lucknow area or from Pakistan. But he spoke in Urdu. Ye buzurg tumhara abba hai. Maine pesh kiya, haan mera ruhani abba hai. Ruhani abba hai. Wo samjhe. Hazrat Hafiz ji Huzur Rahmatullah would speak so little. He would enjoy spending hours and hours in prayer. Allah has given him the title Hafiz ji Huzur. And Allah has shown us what is the meaning of Hafiz. What does a Hafiz do? He just stood for an hour, looked at the watch and started praying. We two sat behind him, a little further away, beside the wall. We sat for a pretty long time. He was not going for ruku. So I thought, this gentleman who was speaking Urdu asked me, Buzurg tumhara abba hai. Let me talk to him, whether he knows Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi or not. If he knows him, then talking to him that this gentleman is a Khalifa of Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi from Bangladesh. Otherwise, it's futile. So I asked him, aap maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi ko pachante hain? Maine pucha. Allahu Akbar. This occurred in 80, October, November. He shouted at me, Kon Musalman Buzurg, Musalman Maulana Thanvi ko nahi pehchanta. Masjid mein. I asked him, aap Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah ko pehchante hain? He took it as an offense on my, part. Unhone kaha, Kon Musalman Maulana Thanvi ko nahi pehchanta. I just narrated a story. Where was this loud report put up on me? Masjid an Nabawi, 1980. कौन मुसलमान मौलाना थानवी को नहीं पहचानता उनके अपना फिलॉसफी है उनके नजर में बहुत बड़े तो थे ही वेरी ऑफ्टन ऑफ्ट रिपीटेड वर्स ऑफ द कुरान आई हैव नरेटेड टू यू व्हाट इज दैट वत्तकू यौमन तुरजाउन फीहि इलल्लाह थुम्म तुवफ्फा कुल्लु नफ्सिन मा कसबत वहुम ला युज़लमून थुम्म तुवफ्फा कुल्लु नफ्सिन मा कसबत एवरी सोल एवरी नफ्स Whether he is a gentleman or a lady, will be given back ma kasabat, what it earned, what the nafs earned. Ohum la yuzlamun. No dealings outside insaf will be there. So he used to quote a particular malfuzat from Allah Ashraf Ali Thanvi, which I am quoting now. I heard from the mouth of the Khalifa in Bangladesh, Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur. He reported this from his mentor, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. The quote is, Al-Huzat is, Is zamane mein madar-e-se-deeniya qayam karne se barkar koi ibadat nahi. Who said this? Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. From whom have I heard this? His Khalifa in Bangladesh, Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur. इस जमाने में मदारिस दीनिया कायम करने से बढ़कर कोई बात नहीं ये तो सब समझते हैं आप नबी साहब मौलाना अशरफ अली थानवी हिज खलीफ खलीफा इन मोहम्मदुल्लाह हाफिज जी हुजूर वुड क्वाइट ऑफ्टन रिपीट दिस देन अगेन है मलफूजात ऑफ मौलाना अशरफ अली थानवी यूजुअली पीपल लुक डाउन अपॉन द उलमा दिस फेलोज यूज द स्क्रिप्चर्स They don't do anything productive. Maulvi log kya karte hain? Kuch kaam karne, bekaar hai. They are doing unproductive work. Allah ke baat se seekhna ye unproductive work hai. Unke nazar mein visible things that carry some value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Holy Quran, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a certificate. I, Allah, hereby certify that the people of the West know very well the outwardly things of life. Khub jante hain. Allah is giving the recommendation. But, وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Simple treatment. Similar verses are there. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَ. Very well recognize the blessings of Allah. But they don't believe. They don't come out with the Subhanallah. This is so much big. Kabhi nahi kehte hain Subhanallah. A famous professor spoke in Bangladesh in a gathering. His name is Shamshir Ali. PhD hai. He spoke about creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was speaking on a verse from Surah Al-Imran. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. He stopped every time he spoke. He quoted this verse and stopped here. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. His seminar was on the topic. Everything created in the earth has some value, though you may not know it now. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Achhe bole. Every time you stop here. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. When the session was over, I asked him, why didn't you proceed, Dr. Shamshir Ali, after that? He said, what is after that? I don't know. I put in my seminar, nothing has been created in vain. I said, uske baad kya hai wo batao? Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila, what is after that? Subhanak. Subhanaka faqina azabanna. He spoke up to that much, didn't go forward. What is the forward? Subhanak. The West knows very well the intricacies of life, the properties of matters. But they don't say Alhamdulillah, don't say Subhanallah. A similar verse in the Holy Quran is very attractive to the Muslim scientists nowadays. That is, وَالسَّمَا بَنَيْنَاهَا بِيَيْدِمُ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. The verse is very simple. And the sky, I have created it with special power. بِيَدِن, with the hands, tafsir is made with special powers. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. We are the expanders. Now what is the meaning of expander? موسعون. Who expands. A theory in modern astronomy is the moon is only 2,38,000 miles away. Some, you can multiply it by 1.628 kilometers. The sun is 93 million miles away. The sun is a star. It produces the heat and the light within inside. The planet does not. So the science people, particularly Muslim scientists, say the sun is 99,30,000 miles away, 93 million miles. What other star is there after the sun? The name of the star is Proxima Centauri. How much away is this located? You have to change units now because you cannot continue in kilometers, millions. So they have coined a new unit for this area. Light here. The distance light travels at the speed of light. What is the speed of light? 1,86,000 miles per second. In kilometers, in metric scale, this is 3×10^10 centimeters per second, or 3×10^8 meters per second. That's the speed of light in second. If you move at the speed of light, you can reach the sun theoretically in 8.5 minutes. What is the distance of the sun in a light year scale? 8.5 minutes. What is the meaning? It takes light 8.5 minutes to reach us from the sun. So far away. The next star, Proxima Centauri, how far it is? 4.5 light years away. Say Subhanallah. So that's another star, nearest star after the sun. How many stars are there in our star family, the family in which the sun belongs? It's called a galaxy. Star family is called galaxy. The name of our galaxy is Milky Way. How big it is? How many stars does it contain? Data is not from the ulama, not from the shuyukh al-hadith, but from the science books. How many stars are there in our star family? Only 100 billion, which comes to 10,000 crores. Say Subhanallah. How many Subhanallah will cover this? The sun has a diameter of 865,000 miles. In geometry they teach it. A line to the center of the circle, this is called diameter. What is the diameter of the sun? 8,65,000 miles. What is the diameter of the earth? Only 8,000 miles. Such a big sun is one of 10,000 crores and billions. How many stars are there in Milky Way? 100 billion. What does it make? That's hazar crore suns in this. Similar galaxies, how many are there? Straight data from textbooks. Another 10,000 billion. Subhanallah. How many stars are there in our Milky Way? 10,000 stars. How many galaxies are there in the upper sky? Another 100 billion. What is the dimension of the galaxy in which we are in? 8 lakh light years, 1 lakh light years. To reach the star family from this side to this side, it will take 1 lakh years, light years. If you travel at the speed of light, it will take you 1 lakh years. How many subhanallahs will cover this? Our Prophet has taught the simple mathematics. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. I glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much? Number of His creation. Adada khalqihi wa rida nafsi wa zinata arshi wa midada kalimat. Now the modern scientists of Muslims group, they say, because there are Milky Ways and Milky Ways and Milky Ways to very large distances, the present day limit is 10 to the power 10 light years. If you move at the speed of light, you can just move upwards. 100 crores. Light years will pass. You cannot get anything called, here is the limit of the sky. Subhanallah. That is the finishing point. And the latest observation is that the galaxy is situated at the fringe of this universe. They are moving away at every second. You can just consult any science book on philosophy, astronomy. You will find at the largest end of the limit of exploration. What is the limit of exploration? 10 to the power 10 light years. 10 to the power 10 means about 100 crore years at the speed of light. If at the speed of light you move just in the open space here, you can get anywhere. And those galaxies which are at the fringe are moving away from the earth at a speed of 75,000 miles per second. La ilaha illallah. Every second the expansion is continuing. That is why the latest theory in modern astronomy is the theory of expanding universe. Now Muslim scientists take that verse. Vasama banaina biyaidim wa inna la Muslim. I am the expander. So nowadays all translations in Saudi Arabia are done like this. I am the expander of the space thereof. Lamus your own expander. So, yahan ruk jate hain, kahin tha ke chalo, mil gaya, bahut acha. Lekin Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi was born much before. The Quran is not a book of science, this is not a book of history, this is not a book of literature. This is a spiritual hospital. What the Quran is? Ruhani hospital. The science book nahi hai. So, chalo aage. وَالسَّمَا بَنَيْنَا بِيَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِيمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. What is after that? I have a stood here now. This was the practice of Maulana Abul Aksab. As long as I spoke, I recited from the Quran in the speech. When you recite the Quran in the speech, auzubillah bismillah is not necessary. If you say auzubillah bismillah, that becomes full tilawat. For tilawat, auzubillah parna bhi sunnat hai, more dear bismillah bhi. Like in speeches, you can quote without that also. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi's Khalifa, Maulana Abul Aksab would say, when you are talking and reciting from the verses, okay, yes it is. But when somebody from among the audience who recites the Quran, show him respect, because now the Quran is being recited by him. That's why I stood. I left the verse. So what is the verse? We finished it. Fafirru ila Allah. What's the meaning? So, flee towards Allah. Muslim scientists stop there. Osama banayna biyaidu wa inna la musyon. Bas mil gaya. Khub mila. Kya hai saamne? Fafirru ila Allah. Allah ki taraf bhago. What's the meaning of that? You know it much better than me. I'm only just quoting. Verses learned through these two buzurgs. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. What is after that? إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ Nadir Mubin. وَلَا تَجَعْلُوا مَا اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Then, I've stood before you to recite them. What is the aim of the Quran? It's to put into the heart how big your Lord is. Allahu Akbar. Surah Bani Israel starts with Subhanallah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu was-sami'ul basir. What is the finishing verse? وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ. Then, أَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. أَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Say Allahu Akbar. How many times do you say Allahu Akbar in every rak'ah? Allahu Akbar. There is no other expression we can describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great is He? He is greater than the greatest, greater than the greatest, greater than the greatest. What is Akbaru? What is the meaning? Bigger. Allahu Akbar. Akabbirhu takbira. So, Muslim scientists take pride in taking this theory of astronomers. Theory of expanding universe. To what do they relate it? Vainna lamusyon. Lekin they don't go forward. Fafirru ilallah. Flee towards Allah. So this activity of ulama is what will bring us maximum earning. The verse is, ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. Every soul will be given back. Every nafs will be given back. I have the disease Parkinson's. My fingers vibrate like this. I'm in the treatment. Side effect of the treatment is my dry tongue becomes dry, lips become dry. Now that I'm drinking water and this is a majlis of the ulama, Marana Abrar Aksab used to say, ulama ki saamne bhi bolo. A child may recite a verse of the Quran. He doesn't understand, he has memorized it just now. But the ulama, those who are listening to it, they may easily take a lesson from the child's recitation. Can they? The child who is reciting doesn't know. Similarly, he would say, there is a famous saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speak about me, speak about my quotations, my nasiha. Maybe one who hears from you will make better amal than you. Isn't there a hadith like this? Push it on. Make my calls reach people. Maybe one who has learned it from somebody, he becomes much more alim compared to him. So I am like a child before the ulama. I have no ilm. I have only remained with two great ulama. Now, I will drink the water. All of us know how to drink it, but because of the word reminding will certainly benefit the believers. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ulama sab hai, hum baithe hain, a carrier of the shoes of ulama. Main isi par bahut fakhr karta hoon, main ulama ki joota lene wala hoon. I am a carrier of the shoes of the ulama. I am not an alim, I just speak about whatever I heard from them. So, water in three sips. First sip, little bit. Second sip, little bit. In the third sip, drink as much as you can. This sunnah is not very much practiced. May Allah give us tawfiq. I am trying to show this to you. My purpose is for the dry tongue and dry lips. But another purpose is to remind the ulama. Whom am I reminding? The reminder doesn't have to be an alim. Anyone can remind. I announced the story of Maulana Abrar Aksab. And how many sips have I drunk the water?
Three.
Ladies cannot see it, but they can hear. You can imagine. First sip, small bit. Second sip, more. Third sip. It is a very famous sunnah of the Prophet, but practice little. Maulana Abrar Aksab would constantly say, remind the ulama. They have the store of the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But remind them also. So here is a reminder. I told you I was Khadim of Ashraf Ali Thanvi's Khalifa Maulana Muhammadullah in 1980. He invited during the Eid Hajj Musum Maulana Abrar Aksab. Accordingly, Maulana Abrar Aksab visited Bangladesh in 1981, the next year, with his Khalifa from Pakistan, Maulana हकीम मोहम्मद अख्तर साहब, दोनों एक साथ थे. सो दे रीच बांग्लादेश, वी आर टेकिंग हिम टू हाफिज जोजो, ही इज द होस्ट, वी आर गोइंग फ्रॉम द एयरपोर्ट. सो रोड वॉज रनिंग लाइक दिस, देयर वॉज द ट्रैफिक लाइट, इट वॉज रेड. मौलाना अब लोग साहब बैठे थे बाएं तरफ, ड्राइवर ऑन द राइट, ही ऑन द लेफ्ट, आई एम बिहाइंड हिम इन कार. सो द ड्राइवर सॉ द रेड लैम्प, स्लोड हिज कार, वी आर अबाउट टू फुली स्टॉप, बट देन ही डिडंट स्टॉप एट द लास्ट पॉइंट, ड्रोव अवे. ही वाज सिटिंग बिसाइड द ड्राइवर. मौलाना अब लोग साहब कहना शुरू किया, क्या भाई लाल बत्ती है, रुकते नहीं? ड्राइवर ने बांग्लादेशी में कहा, उसे पुलिस ने क्या, हुजूर पुलिस ने क्या, वन कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड, हुजूर पुलिसमैन नहीं है, हु विल कैच मी. सो द बांग्लादेशी ड्राइवर से हुजूर पुलिस ने क्या, ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड, दैट वाज द फर्स्ट एवर इवनिंग ऑफ मौलाना इन बांग्लादेश. सो ही टर्न्ड अ लिटिल बिकॉज ही न्यू आई एम सिटिंग बिहाइंड. ड्राइवर क्या कहता है मुझे पूछे. द ड्राइवर सेज the lamp was red all right, but the policeman is not there, who will catch me? That's why I drove along. He understood what I said, kept silent for a few seconds, then again turned his face and told me, haan bhai, isiliye kaha jata hai, ilm kafi nahi, taqwa chahiye. I have given you a gift from Maulana Abdul Sahab. What was the conclusion? He is moving from the street to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haan bhai, इसीलिए कहा जाता है इल्म काफी नहीं तकवा चाहिए. इल्म तो सबको है, ड्राइवर को भी है कि लाल बत्ती पर चलाना ठीक नहीं है. चला दिया क्यों, सोचा कि मुझे पकड़ेगा कौन. हम भी जानते हैं खूब, लेकिन अमल में नहीं आता. क्यों? दैट अल्लाह इज एवर सीइंग अस एवरी सेकंड, दैट इज नॉट देयर, दैट फीलिंग इज नॉट देयर, व्हिच विल स्टॉप मी फ्रॉम एवरी लाइट. इज माय मैनेजर रिमाइंडिंग मी. Reminding will certainly benefit the leaders. I am reminded. Hafiz Huzur Rahmatullah's command upon me was, bolo, is tarah bolo ke bana ke nahin, without ornamentation. Allah ki taraf rujoo ho jao, logon ko Allah ki taraf bulao, niyat rakho ke Allah karne wala hai, hum to sirf kehne wale hai. Dua kar do. So, hamara kaam bhi ho gaya. Make prayers. I will finish with another poem. What is the biggest, best profession in the world? What is the best profession in the world? Aapse pooch raha hu. Our Prophet has declared that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. Who is the best person amongst us? Now Malna Thanvi transfers it. He says, in one journey by train in India, I met a gentleman. In his language, gentleman means people like us. They have not become alims, English educated, deendar, Musliman. It is classification one class. Other class, ulama. Our Muhtamin Sahib, Shaykhul Hadith Sahib, sab isme hai. We English educated people who move like Maulvis, topi hai, dadi hai. वक्त पे पाबंदी से नमाज पढ़ता हूँ, तकबीरुल्लाह पकड़ता हूँ, तहज्जुद पढ़ता हूँ, हमारे घर में पर्दा है, सब ठीक ठाक इत्मीनान. बट एनी टाइम दे गेट अ चांस दे रिब्यूक द उलमा. उलमा लोग बेकार हैं, मौलवी लोग बेकार हैं. दोज इंग्लिश एजुकेटेड दीनदार, इंग्लिश एजुकेटेड दीनदार उलमा, ये उलमा को अटैक करते हैं. ये एक मर्ज है, मरीज भरा है. उलमा को गाली देने में सब ठीक. फर्स्ट कतार में नमाज है, तकबीरतुल्ला के अहतमाम है, मदरसा पसंद नहीं होता. ये लड़के बहुत शरीर है, हटाओ मदरसा यहाँ से. दैट इज द ग्रुप लाइक मी, डेफिनेशन. अंग्रेजी शिक्षित तो दीनदार संप्रदाय, अंग्रेजी दा तालीम पाने वाला, तालीम याफ्ता, दे आर द फर्स्ट ग्रुप. द सेकेंड ग्रुप उलमा. What do the first group do? Take a chance upon the ulama. Every time they get a chance. Ye ulama log bekar hai. Tabhi Maulana Thanvi ke call se finish karta hoon. There's a malfuzat translated in Bangladeshi. Ulama ko izzat nahi dete hain hamare log. Kehte hain bekar hai. They are doing unproductive work. मौलाना थान भी कहते हैं, एक कौल तो आपको सुनाया, क्या कौल? इस जमाने में मदरस दीनिया कायम करने से बढ़कर कोई इबादत नहीं। सेकंड वन ऑफ द क्वेश्चन, व्हिच प्रोफेशन? ट्रेवलिंग इन द रेलवे जेंटलमैन ऑफ माई क्लास वैन नियर हिम, पूछा अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मैं आपको पहचानता हूँ, आप मौलाना थान भी है, मैं ये भी जानता हूँ कि आपके कोई बच्चा नहीं है, ये भी जानता हूँ कि आपके भाई अकबर अली साहब के लड़का शब्बीर अली को आपके पास दिया, वो पढ़ते हैं, क्या क्या तजवीज की आपने भतीजे के बारे में? शब्बीर अली वो देवबंद में पढ़ता है, हजरत थानवी सेठ, देवबंद में पढ़ के क्या होगा? द जेंटलमैन फ्रॉम आवर ग्रुप सेठ हजरत थानवी का आंसर देखने का है, देवबंद में पढ़कर दीन का खादिम होगा। What will we do? हाफिज जुदू कहते हैं जितने कौमी मदरसा है सब देवबंद की बेटी है, ये मदरसा क्या है? देवबंद की बेटी है कि नहीं? यह थानवी रहमतुल्लाह के खलीफा मोहम्मदुल्लाह साहब के कौल, सब मस्जिदें काबा शरीफ की मस्जिद की बेटी है, और जितने मदरसा वो भी इसी तरह समझ लो। How many students study in Devon, in Dawah Hadith class? There's an historical data. उन्होंने कहा कि they saw. He died in 1943. This incident occurred at least 10 years before that, 1933-34. They saw. बहुत लड़के पढ़े हैं, वो तो दिन के खादिम बनेंगे। आपका भतीजा को हटा लीजिए, अलीगढ़ में दे दीजिए, अंग्रेजी सीखेगा। अभी जो कहते हैं मौलाना थान भी, वो देखने का, चलिए आप मेरे साथ, हम दोनों देवबंद में जाएं। मेरा भतीजे को इतना लकी क्यों बनाना चाहते हैं? लकी सबको मशवरा दे दें कि वो चले जाए देवबंद से, ताकि दुनिया के काम करें। अगर दीन के खादिम होना सबसे बड़ा फायदे की चीज ना हो, तो सिर्फ मेरे बेटे के लिए, मेरे भतीजे के लिए क्यों तजवीज कर रहे हो? सबको बोलो बंद कर दो सब मदरसा। अभी इस लैंग्वेज, अभी जेंटलमैन चुप हो गए। जेंटलमैन इंग्लिश याफ्ता दीनदार, उसके कलब के अंदर इल्म नहीं है, इसीलिए अल्लाह की मोहब्बत की जगह वहां नहीं है। इसीलिए मौलाना थानवी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वो खुद ये कहते थे, एक बात उनके है, सब 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 उलमा को बेकार समझते हैं, लेकिन जो लेक्चर दे के फिरते हैं, वाज करते हैं, पिंकिंग है, जो वाज करते फिरते हैं, वाज करते फिरते हैं, है ना खोचा यहाँ पर, उसको कुछ काम का लोग में समझा जाता है। मदरसा के मदरस होना बेकार है, खास करके जो कुरान पढ़ाते हैं, अली बात आसा, कपड़ा टूटा मैला, घर भांगा चूड़ा, पैसे नहीं है, बच्चे भूखा रहते हैं, इसको एकदम अहमक ही अहमक कहते हैं। मैं कहता हूँ, ये इसके लैंग्वेज जो है अजीब, हजरत थानवी रहमतुल्लाह, मैं कहता हूँ ये लोग अल्लाह के खास लोगों में से हैं। ये लोग अल्लाह के खास लोगों में से हैं, इन्हीं की वजह से 1400 साल तक इस्लाम के घड़ी टिक टिक चल रहा है। किसकी वजह से? सबसे बड़ा काम क्या है? दीन के खादिम बनना। मैं अल्लाह की तौफीक,
आमीन।
अस्सलाम वालेकुम। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाहि रब्बिल आलमीन, वस्सलातु वस्सलाम अला रसूलिल्लाह। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحمل أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين، رب ارحمهم كما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين، اللهم وفقنا لما ترضى وترضى، رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين. Alhamdulillah. Amen.